from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
listening to Ben Cherington yesterday, and I sat through the entire thing, didn't exactly give me the warm and fuzzies. I don't really feel all that optimistic that they're gonna make a deal when all the players we've discussed ad nauseum fly off the shelves, for lack of a better way of putting it, and the Pirates didn't get any of them, and you see the prospect costs aren't all that much. It just makes me think that they're not going to do anything.
No.
He didn't inspire any confidence in me yesterday. So what he said there was, you know, the injuries, the two losses in a row, because it was before the win last night, didn't shift their mindset. So they didn't all of a sudden become sellers. They didn't all of a sudden become buyers based on what happened that weekend. That's great. I don't think you should let one weekend's games change stuff for you. But yet, I don't know what their plan is. And my read is they just want to protect their form. They just want to protect their prospects. They don't want to give up anything. That's my read.
And then that's just telling us what they think about the current team, too, and where they're at, and even the current possibility with the landscape of the teams around them and how close everybody is and how down the division is, that they still can't compete with even adding one player. That's the message. At least that's being said right now.
Their schedule's really hard and they are banged up. I don't care.
Right.
At worst.
If you are banged up and your schedule's hard,
get reinforcements.
Yeah.
Jinx. Hey, you owe me a Coke.
Jeez.
You remember that? You ever did that?
What?
Jinx, you owe me a soda?
No.
It's because you were cool when you grew up.
Mm, soda. Yeah.
I watched Kim Possible while I was growing up. Oh, did you ever watch that Disney Channel?
I know of it. I never watched it.
Was Kim Possible in her 20s? Because if so, was super hot as a cartoon.
I just said I know of it. I never watched it.
Okay, well, Google her.
She's in her 20s?
I hope. If not, then it's creepy what I just did.
Oh, no.
I think she was a teenager.
Then forget what I said.
Well, she
had that naked mole rat. She would always say, Jinx, you owe me a soda.
This all depends on whenever it actually debuted. First episode, 2002. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm old.
Yeah, she'd be our age.
You're at worst going to be, at worst, 3 games out of a wild card spot at the trade deadline tomorrow. You play tonight. You don't play till tomorrow evening. You're 2 games back. At worst, you're 3 games back. You need to be buying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough just to stand pat. It's not. And at what cost? To hoard prospects? You heard Cherington say there, you're looking for improvements for this year's club. You're looking for improvements for next year's club and beyond. Randy Rosarena fit that bill. Jazz Chisholm fit that bill. Isak Paredes, there we go, got that one right. He fit that bill.
It's Arena. Yeah.
Whatever.
Rosarena, yeah.
All those guys are not just short-term Band-Aids. Now, if they would trade for like a Kevin Pillar, who all of a sudden has become available from the Los Angeles Angels, he's hitting .287, he's having a really good year. If you got him, that would just be a Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be a rental. But if you're so concerned about protecting your future, you don't know what prospects are going to turn into. You think, you hope, you scout, You develop. You have faith in your own process. Look at what this process has gotten the Pirates. Five guys in the lineup yesterday with OPSs under 600. That's the process. So there's no sure thing that any of these prospects that you hold on to are going to turn into anything.
And there's a huge pool of prospects that they have that they have a lot at that position. Like, I don't want that to get lost on us as well. Like, they have a lot of pitching prospects. They have pitchers already.
Do you need 9 starting pitchers for next
year?
No. You do not. You have your middle infield of the future set. You've brought this up before. You've got O'Neill Cruz. You've got Nick Gonzalez. And boy, what a loss he's going to be for weeks now. Not just days, for weeks, is what Ben Cherington said yesterday. That's a massive loss. But those are your guys for the future. So, Tamar Johnson, he's not going to be up for a couple of years. He's going to play middle infield for you. I'm sorry. You're not going to get him helping your big league club until halfway through the Skeens window?
Mm-hmm.
His value is more in trade. So, if nothing is done between now and the deadline, we need to riot. Do the Pirates have a better chance of making the postseason than San Diego, than the Mets, than the Cardinals? I would answer probably no, although I don't think the Cardinals are all that great. But just look at the math. You're 2 games out, and you're a couple of bats away from, I think, being really formidable. If the general manager is afraid to trade the 15th, 16th, 17th ranked prospect, that's fireable. It's absolutely fireable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.